الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن
نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن الفراهات وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم من نفس واحدة وخلق زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام informed us for the purpose that he created us for, and that is to worship him alone. And for that, he, Allah Ta'ala, has sent the messengers and sent in the books, and he assigned for it awliya. House was walking to that their faces too when they worshiped the Lord. For people to do the pilgrimage to it as a compulsory Allah Ta'ala. ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا. It is obligated mankind for Allah Ta'ala to perform the pilgrimage to Nancy's house for those who are able to. أنبياء الله جميعا هذا البيت. وقصة هذا البيت قصة عجيبة جميلة. When the people started worshiping other than Allah in the time of Nuh alayhi salam, Allah sent Nuh to call him back to the path of Allah, which is the oneness and his Godhead. But they refused. And Nuh alayhi salam spent 950 years calling them to sing out Allah in their worship, but they yet refused. And the Messenger of Allah knew. So Allah Ta'ala revenged and opened the heavens with water, opened the gates of the heavens to shower the earth with water that never stopped, and opened the ears as fountains. So both water from the heavens and ears meant to form the majesty ever known and never going to be known. That drowned all the ears, even the most high mountains on it was covered with water. And everything was destroyed except those who were with Nuh and Ark. Including the Kaaba, which was made for them as a qibla and a place to and as a place to come and perform Hajj to, was destroyed. And it remained the same. And until Ibrahim alayhi salam, that his first son Ismail from his female slave Hajar alayhi salam, the command of Allah came to Ibrahim to take his first child, which he was waiting for him for over 300 years. And immediately Ibrahim opened his door and fulfilled what he was commanded. And he saw Ismail, the newborn baby, with his mother Hajar, crossing all the deserts from Palestine till he reached this place called Faran. Only mountains, no water, no agriculture, no human beings, no birds, no animals, only solid dust. Very harsh area. He lived in there, and he decided to go back. On the way back, Hajar alayhi salam brought him and said, "For whom will you leave us?" But Ibrahim did not respond. Once again he asked, but he did not respond. And he asked, he did not respond. She said, "Is it he, Allah, who commanded you to do so?" He said, "Yes." Then she said, "Then go, for that Allah will not let us go us." Ibrahim left the place. And Hajar continued breastfeeding her baby and eating and drinking from the little remaining food and water she had. Up until it finished all. And then Allah Ta'ala brought up the water, and not any water. It is very little water on this planet. And there is no water on the whole earth ever like it. As a reward to this mother and her iman, Abu Ismail grew up, another incident happened. Allah Ta'ala
what is the dome of Maghrib in Yemen to collapse and the flood destroyed all land around it. So they were in need for new land. And so they migrated from Yemen to the east of the Arabian Peninsula. And so they passed by this place which they know very well. And their choice of business between Yemen and Damascus. When they ever come across, they know that this place is only dry, valley, and nothing in it. But in that day, when these people, the tribe of Durham, from the tribe of Yemen, the Arabs, crossed that place, they saw something wondering. They saw something strange, and they wondered. They saw birds flying in that area. And they knew that birds cannot fly when it is dry. So, they sent someone to check the news for them. And he came with his last finding, saying that there is water, and there is only one single woman and her little baby. These people who were very thirsty, homeless, could have captured her and their baby, and made them to be slaves. But Allah Ta'ala defends His awliya. So Allah Ta'ala made them to fear her and to be scared of her. So they came to her and asked her if there is okay with her for them to stay. She said, yes, but you have to pay me something. And they agreed. And she became like the queen of the field. And her son grew up. And all the families of the tribe were very good. Incident went on. And Ibrahim alayhi salam, she's coming from time to time to check his family. And one day, he said to Ismail, oh Ismail, my Lord, have commanded me to build up a house in here. Will you help me? Ismail said, yes, Father. I will. And Allah Ta'ala showed Ibrahim where is the house. As Allah Ta'ala said, وَلِبَوَّأْنَا لِإِبْرَاهِيمَ مَكَانَ الْبَيْتِ. And we have shown Ibrahim the place of the house. And Allah Ta'ala showed him the foundation of the house as it was built at first. And that's what Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. And when Ibrahim was erecting up the house based on the birth of foundation, and Ismail as well were in heaven, and they were saying, oh our Lord, accept from us, verily you are all here, all knower. This is the story of the house that everyone is looking to go on the journey of Hajj to see it. This is the best house, the ancient house of Allah, that every Muslim in the world today has to turn his face towards it. And there is no salah to be accepted for anyone who diverts his face to other than the direction. And as I said in the beginning, this story of this house is not to be recited in the state just for nothing, but to get the guidance from it to the purpose of our creation today, and that is to worship Allah alone. أقول ما تسمعون واستغفر الله لي ولكم من الله غفور. الحمد لله الصلاة والسلام الأتمان على محمد الرسول. إمام مسلم reported in his Sahih that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لسعد بن عباس that the Prophet saw a valley between Mecca and Medina called Wadi al-Azraq. Wadi al-Azraq. And he asked the Sahaba, what valley is this? They said it is Wadi al-Azraq. He says then, he pointed, Ibn Abbas says, then the Prophet ﷺ moved and said, that's by a hill, another hill, another hill. And he said, he asked, what hill is this? They said, this is Thaniya to Hashi. He said, it is like that, I'm watching now. Yunus ibn Matta coming down that hill on a red camel, raising his voice with Talbiya. So all this show us that Hajj is obligatory upon this ummah. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Allah ta'ala says, وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. And it is obligatory upon mankind that whoever of them is able to do the pilgrimage of Hajj, then he has to do the pilgrimage of Hajj. After his lifetime. And as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in many ahadith, in many ahadith, one of them is in the hadith, agreed upon from the authority of Abdullah ibn Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. When he said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Bunya al-Islamu ala khams. Islam was established upon five pillars. شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة وصوم رمضان وحج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا. So whoever is able to do the pilgrimage once in his lifetime, then it is obligation upon him. And who is found able and not doing it, then listen to hear what Umar ibn al-Khattab رضي الله تعالى عنه and Ali ibn Abi Talib رضي الله تعالى عنه used to say to governors in order to Allah and send a message to all of his governors saying, check the people. However, you found him able to perform Hajj and he never performed it, then check the jizya from him. They are not Muslims. They are not Muslims. Ali ibn Abi Talib did so. Although the ulama do not say the one who does not do Hajj Kabir, but let one think of that. Umar ibn Khattab and Ali ibn Abi Talib, two of the four khulafa that we are commanded to follow the Sunnah. What about their obligations and wajib? What about the religion that the Rasulullah made it wajib? What about it when Allah Ta'ala has made it in the Quran wajib? So how come people today delay the Hajj until they approach them? While they don't know when they die, and then one was only there himself. أسأل الله بمني وكرمه. I ask Allah Ta'ala by his blessing and his generosity to provide us iman on the proper way. Following the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, performing all the obligations upon us, and to make us from those who fulfill the Hajj and perform it as soon as we are able to, and he make it easy for us, and make us from those who perform it as Sunnah. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam, wa sallallahu alaihi wasallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.